The Bethel Courthouse serves more than 50 communities in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Now it is struggling with judge vacancies, with three of its four judgeships soon to be empty. KYUK's Angela Denning Barnes reports.
The Bethel Court usually has a magistrate and three judges, two for the Superior Court and one district court judge. Soon, though, the magistrate will be the only filled position. The current situation comes from retirements and the fact that the positions are just hard to fill.
I know that it's a big problem.
Larry Cohn is the executive director for the Alaska Judicial Council, the group tasked with the hiring process.
Bethel has a big caseload. In addition to the district court and the two Superior Court vacancies, my understanding is that there's turnover in the magistrate position as well.
A new magistrate, Bruce Ward, has just been hired. He'll start the job May 1st, but the other three positions will remain vacant for now. Superior Court Judge Leonard Devaney and District Court Judge Dennis Cummings have both announced their retirements. Cummings is retiring this month. However, he is restricted from working anyway after the Alaska Commission on Judicial Conduct found him guilty of misconduct. They've recommended that he be removed from the bench. The other Superior Court judgeship has been vacant for a year since Judge Marvin Hamilton's unexpected death in April 2011. Cohn says the Judicial Council has been in the process of trying to fill Hamilton's position, but they didn't have the required two qualified applicants to send to the governor during the first application cycle.
And so we re-advertised the position.
It's particularly hard to fill positions in Bethel and some other rural areas, in part because of the high cost of living.
Ron Woods is the area court administrator for the 4th Judicial District. He says judges in urban areas generally have higher salaries than those in rural Alaska.
To some extent, the compensation differential is not in line with what it needs to be to make the positions more attractive.
Six applicants have applied for the Bethel Superior Court and just two for the District Court. The Alaska Judicial Council will meet in Bethel May 8th and 9th to interview them. The Judicial Council must send at least two qualified applicants for each position to the governor, who then has 45 days to make the appointments. Wood says the 4th Judicial District will continue to fill Bethel's vacancies with temporary judges who stay in a combination of leased apartment units and hotels while in Bethel.
The good news is that there are resources that will be available to ensure the continuation of the case flow and to ensure that the citizens of the community have court services.
Wood says the hiring process takes about 8 months running smoothly. They hope to have positions for the Superior Court and District Court filled by late summer. The other Superior Court position will likely be filled early next year. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.